The Tantrum House Board Game Podcast is recorded live from Studio WKRB in Greenville, South Carolina. This podcast is brought to you by our friendly local game store, Boardwalk, purveyors of fine games, Bezier Games, the new classics, Final Frontier Games, bringing friends and family closer together, The Game Steward, your second chance at Kickstarter games, and Game Toppers LLC, upgrading your gaming experience. Your hosts are Prognosticator Supreme, peering into the swirling mist of future Kickstarters and glimpsing the diamonds in the rough. So buckle up. Seriously, especially if you're driving right now, because you're about to arrive at the Tantrum House.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the show. I'm Lincoln Meadows.
I'm Will Meadows.
Sarah Meadows.
Katie Pills.
And Ryan Pills.
In the house!
So we're missing a couple people. Kevin and Melissa are not here, not feeling well. I think they're also just recouping and getting ready for the Gen Con trip tomorrow. They got to be well for that.
They probably are just skipping out to get ready for Gen Con.
I don't know. Melissa's had a cold for a couple weeks.
Oh, poor Melissa.
Hopefully.
They're going to go contribute to the con crud.
They are. But we got a stand-in guest host tonight. How you doing, Lincoln?
Good.
Yeah? So let's talk about some of the stuff we've been doing. We always like to intro the beginning of the show by talking about what games we've been playing. Mm-hmm. We just came from our game night at the Red Barn.
Yeah.
We have a once-a-month, last Monday of the month get-together. And Lincoln joined us for some fun. Tell us about some of the games that you played tonight.
I played Thanos Rising, Sushi Go.
Oh, he's got a whole list.
And Don't Mess with Cthulhu.
Nice. All right, so we've played all those probably before. Were you teaching people how to play? Were you just playing tonight?
Just playing tonight.
Yeah, I know you guys sometimes will teach Thanos Rising to whoever's around.
Yeah.
Thanos Rising. Which of those three is your favorite?
Thanos Rising.
Yeah? Now, I saw some weird stuff going on at the end, because we were playing, you guys were playing, and then you went and played some other games, and then you came back to play Thanos Rising. What was going on at the end? What was that about?
We were playing a new version. We were the bad guys.
What?
Oh.
And we had to kill off the good guys.
What?
You just thought of that yourself?
Yes.
It makes sense, I guess, spoiler alert. If you've seen the movie, that makes perfect sense. Tell us how did you win? Did I cancel
it? Well, every time we killed the person who had the Infinity Stone, we'd get the Infinity Stone.
Oh.
Ooh, interesting. Nice twist.
Yeah, so we'd have to kill Doctor Strange and we'd get the Time Stone.
Oh, this could be like a new, we might need to write some house rules for this. There could be people everywhere.
Ready to play the villain version of Thanos Rising.
That's pretty cool, but you can just switch the cards around. Tell us a little bit more about your Don't Mess with Cthulhu experience.
Yeah, so we always like playing with the books.
Okay, the Necronomicon. Did I say that right, Ryan?
No, but it was close.
Does it make it harder?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So one time I was the bad guy and we got the book first, so I was excited that I won.
You won right on the first round?
No, it was like the third round,
but you still won that.
Yeah.
So,
very cool.
Liam, Lincoln, and Xander are three Tantrum House boys. We played Don't Mess with Cthulhu probably 7 or 8 times today.
Oh, wow.
And they're getting pretty sneaky on some of their bluffing abilities.
Oh,
so,
yeah?
Yeah.
You'll be using those in any other real life.
I know. So I'm a little worried, like, oh, they're getting really good at bluffing. Hope this doesn't blend over into everyday life.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for letting us keep you up way past bedtime. Those were good comments. And you'll have to tell us what game. You'll have to join us sometime in the future podcast episode to tell us how to play.
Yeah.
Sound good? All right, man. See ya. Should we say bye?
Bye!
Now off to bed.
See you, man.
Bye.
Well, that was fun having Lincoln join us. I think now is a great time to jump into a shout-out to our sponsor.
This week's sponsor is Artipia Games. They have their new game, A Thief's Fortune, coming to Kickstarter August 14th, 2018.
Woohoo, cool. Now, I think this one was already on Kickstarter once, right? Is that the tale? What's the...
Yeah, I think it came out on Kickstarter in June.
June, okay.
And they pulled the plug some people said maybe a little early. But they said they wanted to generate some more traction, so they pulled the plug and they're bringing it back.
Okay.
So
do we think anything has changed between now and then, or was it kind of just a let's build the groundswell type of?
I think it was more like let's try to market this a little bit more before we bring it to Kickstarter.
Now, so. I should have looked this up before I said it. I know Artipia Games has brought out plenty of other games before, and I don't know what right off the top of my head, but I'm curious. I didn't look at their campaign this time around. Have we seen a preview of it? Does it look pretty sharp?
I'm looking at it. It is a card drafting Arabian-themed fantasy game.
Cool. So sounds like some winners.
Yeah, you're playing a thief, and you're trying to collect jewels, and it's 1-4 player game. So
yeah, and I think you're actually the same. Whoever is playing in the game, it's a different version of that same thief on a different timeline.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
So I think that makes it a little more interesting than just the same old, like, thieves trying to get loot or whatever. So
the first thing that popped in my head was that Prowler's Passage game. Does it look like that at all? Or
no, this is a card
totally
game.
Different.
Here's a
cover
box.
Art. Oh, very cool.
Yep. So
cool. Check that one out on Kickstarter. How many games do we have that we're talking about today, Sarah?
All right, so we are actually combining a couple episodes because worth of Kickstarter conniption content because it is Gen Con week. Mm-hmm. And so we have a few less games coming this week. So the week of August 6th, 2018, we have two games and a product that we're going to talk about coming to Kickstarter. And then the week of August 13th, 2018, we're going to talk about four games that'll be coming to Kickstarter.
Cool. So we're going to do a little combination. It's kind of, as Ryan was saying, I'm stealing his pun that he doesn't even get to use because I'm stealing it. It was so good. It's a week.
Yeah, because it's 2 weeks together, and also the first week has a little weaker selection. It's not as big because everybody's waiting for Gen Con. They're going to be at Gen Con.
Right. It'd be crazy to release
this
week.
All the board gamers are at Gen Con spending their money.
Right.
Or they're at Gen Can't at home, wishing they were there.
You guys, by the time you hear this, will have already been at Gen Con and have loved it and spent all your money. Kevin and Melissa will be there as well, so they'll also be loving it and spending all their money.
You'll be spending Gen Can't in Alaska.
Yes.
I'm not too sad about that.
I'm not sad at all. Nobody's sad for you.
Thanks, Dad, for retiring. Good job. Doing a little family action in Alaska. But then we'll all be back next week for our 52nd episode. What? Mm-hmm. The 1 year anniversary birthday, whatever we're calling it, celebration. So join us for that next week because you won't want to miss all the fun times. We'll have a bunch of, that episode is going to be filled with a bunch of interviews from Gen Con that Kevin and Melissa will have gotten while they're there, as well as hopefully some birthday shout out and wishes from you guys. And we'll talk about that a little bit more at the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
But we wanted to remind you, even as we're speaking right now, that you can submit a birthday wish, happy whatever, to us. And we've got a cool setup of prizes that we're going to give to some random people who send us a wish. So you can send that to hello@tantrumhouse.com.
hello@tantrumhouse.com.
Just send us either a video or an audio shot of you wishing us a happy birthday. Or you can write it out and Melissa will read it in her Melissa voice.
Her very official voice. It's way more official than my voice.
You sounded good. I like the
show. I was trying hard. I was trying to channel Melissa's voice there.
The enunciation was very good. I like that.
Yeah, I was working on it.
I had that pondering earlier this week. I don't know how much we should talk about this. But I've noticed that there are a lot of podcasters out there. There seems to be, like, the ones that I listen to either have, like, a really production quality polish and professionalism to the ones that they speak. Or, I've noticed there's a lot of people out there that seem to have, like, a speech impediment. I think that's interesting that they would, like, there doesn't seem to be a happy medium. I don't know. We're probably in the speech impediment area.
Surely not.
My enunciation and lack of vernacular or whatever, but I thought that was a funny thing. Have you noticed that? Has anybody else noticed that? Tell us what you think about that.
It just went crazy.
But be kind.
That's right. Always be kind. All right, so we're going to jump from that into our Kickstarter conniption.
Kickstarter conniption!
All right, Sarah, why don't you start us off?
All right, on August 6th, the game Pop Cats Fighter is coming to Kickstarter. This is from designer Estefania Rodriguez, and it's from the publisher NinjaBot. And this is a 1v1 or 2v2 strategic battle card game that is cat-themed. This is based off of a video game, and so they have tried to integrate some of that same combat modes that you see in a lot of video games. And so they have added plenty of fun cat illustrations and very pop culture filled game.
80s pop culture.
Well,
like,
yes, let me, yeah.
Big hair and neon
really?
Platinum letters. And
with cats?
Yes, with cats.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
So you can fight with different fighters in the game called Pearl or Sprawlcles or Berserker. Yeah.
It's spa. It's paw in sparkles. So
yeah. Sparkles. That is a hard one.
Or Berserker.
The pun doesn't work quite well.
El Tigre.
It's too hard.
There are plenty of champions that you can use to battle each other in this game. So check that out August 6th from NinjaBot. Katie, what are you talking about?
All right, so I'm talking about the product that we have coming up for this week. It is Dreeples, which
Dreeples.
Are dragon-shaped meeples.
Very cool.
So this apparently can just be added to any game, really. I mean,
okay.
If you have a game that involves dragons, of course, that would be interesting. But maybe it'd also be really interesting to just use a dragon meeple instead of a regular shaped meeple. So it looks like they're going to have several colors and things like that. So
do you buy a full set, or is it like you can get your favorite blue dragon meeple?
I don't actually know yet about that. I don't see the setup on Kickstarter, but maybe they will offer you a set of one color or a set of, you know, multiple colors.
And is it like metal or resin or?
I think it's acrylic.
Plastic?
They were
acrylic.
The clear acrylic in different colors.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
They look nice.
Check out Dreeple.
Check out Dreeples coming to Kickstarter.
That week.
I know.
Without Kevin here to snappily give us the
date. I know. Kevin.
It's coming this week, y'all.
We're missing you, man. Ryan, what do you have?
Coming August 7th from Mr. B Games is Hellenica, Story of Greece.
Ooh, pretty.
This is a Civilization game, a 3.5X Civilization game.
3.5X.
I don't actually
Not
know
4X.
What that means.
I think it's
but,
almost 4X, but must be missing some component
you
of
a little
it.
Bit of exploring.
Yeah.
I believe it's for 1 to 7 players.
Oh, that's
and
a lot
it's
of
got
players.
A really big map and some really cool miniatures for buildings. Some of them, like, they hold one of those small wooden cubes for resources really well. I'm trying to find it again. It was just very neat. And they've got some units and ships and such. It's just I really like
board.
the one that holds the little cube, especially. Like, that really appealed to me, that you could place your little resource on the miniature.
Oh.
Like, it just
very
fit
nice.
There very nicely.
Like on his backpack, or what was it? Like a
no,
building?
No, it's a building.
A building,
yeah.
Okay.
So it represents the upgrade to
gotcha.
That building.
That's cool.
Okay.
So yeah, definitely check it out. It looks beautiful. It's got some great cards with great illustrations on them. Just very classic style. Being Greece, it's
mm-hmm.
got to be classical.
Mm-hmm.
So check that out August 7th from Mr. B Games. And then in the week of August 13th...
Time traveling to the future, people.
Moving yep. on. Sarah, what do you have?
All right, so the game I'm going to talk about next is A Thief's Fortune. We already mentioned this. They are our episode sponsor. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this. So Thief's Fortune is a 1 to 4 player game. It plays in 45 to 90 minutes. That's probably the player count difference timing there. They said it plays best at 3 to 4. So this one's a great one if you have a couple of couples or a larger game group that you can break up into play at 3 or 4 player count. This one is, let me say again, from Artipia Games. And it's, once again, let's talk a little bit about the gameplay. You have some
past, present, and future areas on the board, and there are five different rounds where players will draft locations and events and character cards and adding them to their future area, and then they're trying to make the best path as far away as possible from danger. So the character that you get, you will all play the same person at different points in time.
That's really bizarre.
Okay, yeah. So check that one out. It will be
interested to hear how that works. Yeah, like, it's hard to imagine what's going on with that.
Yeah. So it's basically the main mechanism is card drafting for this game, and it will be relaunching August 14th.
Coming August 14th from Kess Company is Battle Bosses, and this looks like it's a collectible boss battling game. There's a single player version, there's a one versus one, which I think is the main version of the game, and there's also rules for a 3-6 player multiplayer game. And in this game, you're going to control a 70 millimeter vinyl boss.
70 millimeter?
70 millimeter.
No, what does that come out? I was thinking in inches. For a second.
And I was like, 30 millimeter minis of minions. Mini minions.
Mini minions.
And, so your boss is going to be, like, there's a mecha bot, and he has drones as his minions, and there's, like, Cthulhu, and he's got, like, zombies or something.
Of course he's in
there. And I think there's a dragon and some miniature dragons or something. Maybe there's samurai for him. Anyway, it looks really interesting. There's, like, a mashup of many different monsters and gods and gigantic beings, and you're just clashing. So I guess the idea is you've got your collectible boss and minions and tiles, and you bring them with somebody else, and you mash your tiles together to form the map.
So everybody owns their own set of the game.
And then you battle against
so
boss
you really
boss.
Only need, like, the dragon boss set, and then you can battle somebody else who has a different set. And
yeah, I'm not entirely sure how the Kickstarter is going to turn out, but they said there's a roster of 6 bosses to begin with.
Oh, okay.
And I guess you'll get one randomly.
Oh, interesting.
In the Kickstarter, maybe you'll
what?
Be able to get all 6,
huh?
Depending on your pledge level. I'm not entirely sure.
So you might get the trashy set, and then
your
buddy
set.
Who also backed it gets
you'll
the
be
OP
able to. Well, it depends on what they're defining collectible as.
Okay, cool.
But as they have stretch goals, they're going to try to expand the roster.
Cool, that's a good idea.
They've got big plans for it, so we'll have to see how that all turns out. Will, I know you've got a game you're going to talk
about.
I get
one, yay! Coming August 14th is Gamma Grunts from Hipline Industries. We had a chance to play a demo copy of this a little while back. I think Larry and I are going to be putting together a video, so that'll be check that out on the internet, YouTube. Gamma Grunts is a deck building / deck smashing game, which is kind of cool. In the game, you are acting as like mad scientists who are trying to take over the world. You've got your little vial of gamma juice that you pour onto your little grunts to activate them and turn them into giant monsters.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So what are the grunts? Are they monsters of themselves or?
It's a card.
Oh, I mean, wait, y'all played this the other night.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay,
they
yeah.
They look kind of like orcs. So I was wondering, like, is this some sort of orc world?
I think it's all over the place. It's like, it's basically like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle style, like pour the mutagen on them, turn into the super fly, who's actually a fly, that guy, or the one-eyed Cyclops monster dude with horns, or whatever.
So fish, you're taking like little minion style monsters and turning them into
Teenage Mutant Ninja Gamma Grunts.
Gamma Grunts.
So it looks pretty cool. The deck smashing part is interesting because there are a lot of times where you can destroy a card entirely, like remove it from your hand, in order to exchange it for something better. Or when you go to battle with each other's players, you're trying to destroy each other's cards at that point as well. And so to lose the game, you actually lose the game when you can no longer draw from your draw pile.
Mm. So you don't reshuffle.
You do reshuffle, and you actually have to pay for it, which is interesting. You have to use Gamma Juice to reshuffle your deck.
Oh, wow.
And then if you can ever not draw 5 cards, then you are out of the game.
Interesting.
There's also a victory point mode, too. Like, not mode, but same thing going on. 2 different end conditions. If somebody makes it to 20... experience points or whatever it is, they win, or if they're able to eliminate all their enemies. I eliminated myself when I was playing it, because I was just like burning through my cards, fighting everybody, winning. I won a lot of battles. Apparently I lost more than I paid attention to, because all of a sudden I went to draw and I was like, 1, 2, 3, 4 Shoot! That's it? Am I out? And they're like, yeah, you're dead. Forget it. So kind of player elimination, but I think that ends the game, and then the player with the most victory points at that point wins, so it's not really big deal elimination. But pretty cool, pretty fun. Artwork looks a lot of fun. 2 to 4 players. Check out Gamma Grunts on Kickstarter.
So one extra thing that I'd like to mention.
Extra thing.
So Gameland Games has posted their next Tiny Epic game on BoardGameGeek.
What is it?
Is it a surprise? Do we have to guess again, or is
sure.
it like...
No, they
oh, we can just guess?
It. Yeah.
But they told us, and you know what it is?
I have it ready to go.
Tiny Epic Ponies.
No. No. It is actually going to be one of Ryan's only favorite Tiny
yeah,
Epic
I saw this.
Mechs.
Yeah.
Tiny Epic Mechs? What?
Very cool.
So we'll see that it says a 2019 published date.
Oh, okay. So we got to wait a while
but
for that.
But some
one.
People noticed that it got posted this last week. So
named Ryan?
Yeah.
Did you notice because of the mechs, or did you notice for other reasons?
The mechs definitely drew my eye when I was perviewing the internet. I was like, oh, what do we have here?
You got a ding for that. That was good.
Nice.
I don't know who's emailing me, but stop it. Well, cool. So that covers our Kickstarter connection. We do want to tell you a little bit more about the giveaway next week, because this is going to be, when you hear this, this will be your last chance to submit. So make sure you send that email video to us. Man, I love jumping into that stuff. We should probably do an interview.
I was just going to say, are you forgetting our house guest?
I am.
Because
they've been standing at
don't
the door,
forget about it.
Out in the cold, waiting for us
you
patiently.
You mean out in the heat.
Out in the heat of Greenville, South Carolina. Yeah, let's divert from my jump the gun action, and let's welcome Mike with Flatworks Gaming to the house. Hey, Mike.
Hey. This is Kevin Dupp with Tantrum House. We're at Origins Game Fair 2018. I'm here with Mike from Flatworks Gaming, and he's showing off a cool game called Dwarven Smithy. So how's this con been going for you?
It's been great. It's been it's our first time here for as a vendor. You know, we've been coming many, many different years, but now actually being able to see the people who actually kickstarted, coming back and saying hi and thanking us for the game, it's been great.
Cool. So give me the elevator pitch for Dwarven Smithy for our viewers.
Absolutely. If you like a time management, tableau management type of game where you have complete control of your workshop, but you have no control over the time, you indirectly interact with other players by selling resources and actually buying a couple different items and king's items from other players, you actually would have a good time with this game.
Yeah, we did a preview of this on our channel. You may have seen it. And show us some of the new things that we've got here with, I see a playmat.
So we're offering a playmat at the con. This is something we added in the last month. It actually, the artist is Ingar Adrasia. He actually did all the art for the inside of the cards. And so we decided a playmat would actually be a good visual for players to actually have the game. Plus,
and
we have the deluxe edition of the game that includes the metal coins. That's 100 metal coins that were added into the game just for the Kickstarter.
So where can people, if they're not here at Origins, where can they purchase this?
So the retail version of the game does include the metal coins. You can go out to flatworksgaming.com and you can order it from our website, but we're only selling the deluxe version at the cons.
All right. Well, thank you, and we'll look forward to seeing how it goes here. Dwarven Smithy here with Flatworks Gaming. Thanks, Mike.
All right, thank you.
Well, that was cool having Kevin and Melissa back in the house to interview Mike. Thanks for being here, healthy guys. And now, back to the regularly thing that I jumped away from, let's talk about those giveaways.
Yeah, so we have 2 copies of Pumpkin Patch Bad Seeds by Brouhaha Games that we will be giving away.
Brouhaha.
We also have a copy of Nevermore from Smirk and Dagger Games. We have a copy of Infected from Black Forest Studios. And then we also have Heirs of the Wizard King that we will be giving away.
as well as some cool stickers, because we got to do
decals.
That.
Decals.
I'm sorry.
Every time. Stickers sounds like vinyl something decals. You get for being a good kid in kindergarten.
At the dentist.
Yeah. This is, yeah, these are decals. That's they right. go on your car, on your laptop, on your phone case.
Custom cut by Katie. Thank you for taking care of those. Yeah. And shipped to your house with love. And then also we've got a t-shirt that will go away with the grand prize. So send us your submissions. We want to add them into the show. We've already received several. Thank you guys for taking the time to wish us a happy birthday. And then for that episode next week, we'll play a bunch of those. We'll read the ones that have been submitted. We'll announce... will we announce winners then? We could. I think we could.
Yes, we can.
Announce winners, and then we'll do a bunch of Gen Con interviews. So be checking in and listening for that. We will be excited about that episode because it's the big 1 year. I can't believe it. Can you believe we made it that
and
far?
Don't forget to submit at hello@tantrumhouse.com.
That's right. In case you missed it in the middle, check that out. I feel reminiscent, but I don't really know what to say.
Yeah, I feel like we've only been doing this for a couple months.
Time flies.
I feel like we've been doing it forever.
Yeah. I'm kind of torn because I remember the first time that we sat down and we were like, we should do this. We're doing it tonight. Record.
Yeah.
I also feel
it was
like,
also very random. You're just like, everybody come in here. We're going to record a podcast. What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
And look how far we've come.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. It's been an exciting ride. We've got to talk with a lot of really cool people about really exciting games that are coming to Kickstarter.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, like, this is one of the highlights of my week. I really do enjoy hanging out with you guys, talking about the fun stuff that we get to do. I have a lot of friends who aren't into board gaming,
mm-hmm.
and I don't get to spend as much time with them because I'm doing this kind of thing. I'm glad that I get to spend the time with you guys.
Aww.
Aww. Wife kiss. You can kiss your wife, too. I'm not going to... You know. There you go. On the videos. Check it out. So if you were watching, thanks so much for joining us live on Facebook. If you weren't watching and you were listening, thanks for listening. And feel free to join us live if you want to see what kissing our wives looks like.
Oh, great. Don't tell them that.
But before we get too crazy, let's go ahead and call it for a night. Thanks so much for joining us. See you again next week.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Tantrum House Board Game Podcast. If you liked any part of this at all, find and follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and tantrumhouse.com. Like us, share us, email us, call us, or send us a postcard. Thank you!